conversation now with Jeff Jensen. He's just recently been elected mayor of Afton. And Jeff, first of all, tell us about yourself, mayor-elect, if you could. A little background, your family, and where you work, all of that.
Okay, so I've been in Afton just about 10 years now. I've been on the, and in that 10 years, the last 2 years I've been on town council. I took Barb Sessions' place when she moved out of town. And so I served in that capacity. I live fairly close to the middle of town in Afton, and I currently work for Silver Star in there.
What do you do for Silver Star?
So for Silver Star, I am their business intelligence supervisor.
Okay.
So in a nutshell, my department does a lot of the analytics for when Silver Star is looking at different concepts or ideas or moving to different locations or different products. We do a lot of the analytics on it to see if it's feasible, a good idea, if we're going to proceed. So we kind of do the high level stuff.
Important job.
And that, so, and that's, and our office for doing that is actually here in Afton.
Oh.
So just, so that all works. Just the office north of town. So it works out really well.
That you have an important job.
That I'm here.
Your family? Tell us about that.
So my family, right now it's my wife and I, empty nesters. I have five kids. Four of the five graduated from Star Valley High School, and two of them are back still in the valley here. My daughter teaches at Osmond Elementary, Mrs. Hurst, and my son actually works for Silver Star as well.
Very good.
And that's so.
Sounds like a great family. Got to keep two of the five in the valley.
We're tied here. Yeah. I really appreciate them being back here because that's where the grandkids are too. So.
Well, you've had a chance to get in and get a feel for things as a member of the town council. Where would you kind of like to see the town go over the next few years? You have an opportunity with a great little town out in western Wyoming.
So to start with, yes, I love Afton. I think it's a very neat place to live. I come from another small town that population-wise is just slightly larger than Afton, but don't have the amenities, the restaurants and gas stations and all that that we do here. And I love the fact that I literally from my house can walk to, you know, three or four restaurants downtown and don't have to drive. So parking's not an issue, though parking may be an issue in the town. So just to say that I Afton is I love it here. Feels like home. And so that was part of the reason why I was interested in being on town council, was just knowing where the direction the community was going, and hopefully eventually became a part of that. And currently I think the council and Mayor Inskeep has done a really good job of trying to get everything in line and not have huge controversies and try to meet things head on.
Right.
And so my plan is to continue with that and try to not be reactionary to things that may pop up, but try to be proactive in seeing what may be coming down and trying to get Afton in a position to be able to handle those things. You know, and so along those lines, for me, my top reason actually for running was the EPA and the water issue with the spring.
Yeah.
And so my background is, prior to coming to Silver Star, I worked 15 years in environmental consulting. And so I've had a lot of experience with EPA and rules and that. And
we're going to need your expertise.
I don't believe that the EPA is the end all of what needs to be done. I think what's going on with what Afton has proposed of continuing to do studies on the spring is the right way to approach it, and that any decision needs to be a science-based decision and not a political science-based decision, right? And so I will say that just so everybody, kind of an update on that the EPA, we're moving ahead with talks with the EPA about setting up those studies.
Okay.
So at this time, there's still concern from the EPA, but we're going to study
feel a little progress in there.
Yes, and okay. and that bodes well for Afton. You know, of course, we don't want to. If we discover an issue, that's what we want to discover, what it is. We just don't want to guess that there is a problem. If there is a problem, we want to find it. Okay. Most of us feel that the science will bear out that there's not a problem.
We got a wonderful source of water.
And we do.
We just want to use it.
That's right. And we also want to protect it, too.
Very good. Anything we haven't asked you, Mayor? Mayor?
No, I'll give you just real quick. The other priority for us will be planning.
Okay.
Right? So we have a 2008 master plan that we need updated. 15 years is a long time to go without updating it. And so that's one of our top priorities. We're currently updating the park master plan. So in January, I believe, we'll be presented with two different designs for both parks. And that's as we move forward to see what the concepts are. Those were based on some surveys that we sent out.
Okay.
And so we're there. And the other thing that may be noticeable, I just wanted to give a shout out to those that were looking at replacing the star up on the hill. And currently we've had fiber plowed in and power plowed in up there by DNS Excavation. They donated the equipment and the time to go do that. And I've seen a lot of plow jobs, and they did an excellent, excellent job in getting that up there. So we're waiting on some design and your donations to help get the star up there. We're trying to do it. The plan is to do it without any tax dollars going up there. So,
well, we wish you all the best with this. And Mayor-elect, you're sworn into office in January 2023, right?
Correct.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
Thank you. Mayor-elect Jeff Jensen on SVI Radio.